Dear brothers and sisters, today as we gather here to celebrate the Nativity of the Lord, our hearts are filled with awe and wonder at the mystery of God's love made flesh. The readings for this holy day invite us to contemplate the profound truth that God has entered into human history, not in power and majesty, but in the vulnerability of a child. Let us reflect on how this event transforms our understanding of God, humanity, and our mission as His people. In the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear the jubilant proclamation. How beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of Him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news. This message of hope was originally addressed to the people in exile, longing for liberation and restoration. Isaiah envisions the coming of God's salvation, where Jerusalem's ruin will be rebuilt and God's glory will be revealed to all the nations. On this Christmas day, we recognize that this prophecy is fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. He is the ultimate bearer of glad tidings, the Prince of Peace, and the Savior of all humanity. His birth announces that God has not abandoned His people, but has entered into their struggles to bring redemption. The letter to the Hebrews deepened this revelation by declaring that in these last days, God has spoken to us through His Son. Jesus is not merely a messenger. He is the refugees of God's glory, the very imprint of His blessing in the Christ child. We see the fullness of God's love and presence. This is a God who does not remain distant, but chooses to share in our human experience. He sustains all things by His mighty word, and through Him, the purification of sins is accomplished. The incarnation reveals that God's ultimate word to humanity is not one of condemnation, but of grace, truth, and love. Finally, the Gospel of St. John takes us to the very heart of the Christmas mystery. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. These words echo through the opening of Genesis, reminding us that the birth of Jesus marks a new creation. The Word, through whom all things were made, has now become flesh and dwell among us. This dwelling or tabernacling signifies God's intimate presence among His people. The Creator steps into His creation not as a distant observer, but as one who fully participates in the joys and sorrows of human life. This light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. These words are the source of immense comfort and hope in a world often overshadowed by division, suffering, and sin. The birth of Christ assures us that the light of God's love cannot be extinguished. Even when His own people did not accept Him, Jesus' mission remains steadfast to give all who believe in him the power to become children of God. This invitation to divine sonship is the greatest gift of Christmas. It transforms our identity and calls us to live as witnesses of God's love in the world. As we gaze upon the manger, we are reminded of the humility and simplicity of Jesus' birth. The King of Kings is born in a stable, surrounded by shepherds and animals. This scene challenges us, challenges our worldly notions of power and success. It calls us to embrace the values of humility, service, and trust in God. Like the shepherds, we are invited to come and adore him, to bring the gift of our hearts, and to share the good news of his birth with others. The Nativity of the Lord is more than a historical event. It is a present reality. Christ continues to dwell among us, especially in the Eucharist, where we encounter his real presence. He comes to us in the poor, the marginalized, the vulnerable, inviting us to recognize him in our brothers and sisters. This Christmas, let us open our hearts to the transformative power of God's love. Let us be bearers of his light, proclaiming with our lives the glad tidings of peace and salvation. May the joy and peace of this holy season fill our hearts and homes as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Let us rejoice in the salvation he brings and commit ourselves to living as his faithful disciples. Merry Christmas.